Praise the Lord. Let's turn our hearts to the word this evening. If you turn into the epistle to the Philippians chapter 3. Though these would be tremendous verses to exposit tonight, I just want to share a thought from them, a challenge to our hearts. Amen. Appreciate the service tonight and encouragement. It's just encouraging to be with God's people in the presence of the Lord. Could you stand for the reading of God's word? I appreciate it this evening. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Very familiar scriptures, and these could be approached many ways, but I want to have a particular focus tonight. Brethren, Paul speaking, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. The mark is the goal for the prize, that's the reward, of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Without planning to, without thinking about it, it was just an impulsive thing without calculation. Since the beginning of the year, in private conversations, trying to encourage folks and group meetings of department leaders, different things, and in preaching, I found myself continually using a one-word admonition, forward, forward, forward. And one of the brothers, Brother Keith, picked up on that, and he made me this. It's been in my office for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to preach tonight on forward. If I don't get that straight, that's going to bug some of you to no end. I don't know if it's possible, but it's the wire. Okay. You'll just have to be bugged to no end. I want to speak to you tonight on forward. Won't everybody say that with me?
Forward.
Again?
Forward.
Forward. You can be seated tonight. The message this evening, I believe in the time in which we live, the place in which we have found ourselves, I believe in the situations that we're facing, that we as Christians should have but one desire, one reaction, one impulse to our times, and that is forward. I think it is time to move forward. I want you to ask yourself the question tonight, do you have an inclination other than that? Is your inclination other than moving forward? You know, this Christian experience of ours, Brother Grant's going to help me, but this Christian experience of ours is like, aren't you glad I didn't bring a unicycle? It's like riding a bike. You know, there's something. How is it like riding a bike? Because there's some fundamental truth about bike riding. You may want to write this down if you haven't discovered it. The moment you quit moving, go ahead, forward, you fall. Things are getting a little rough. He's moving forward. He decides to quit pressing, quit pedaling. So he just quits going forward. What happens when you... Thank you, Brother Grant. How many got that real clear tonight? When you quit going forward, you're going to fall. What is true with the bicycle is true with your Christian experience. I promise you, when you quit going forward, you're going to fall. I'm preaching tonight, don't give up on the journey. Don't stop. Don't turn around. Don't quit. Keep advancing. Keep going. Keep growing. Keep maturing. Keep, in Paul's word, pressing forward. Let me make these points tonight. First of all, going back is not an option. Going back is not an option. Look at verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. You forget the past. Going back is not an option. I saw somewhere this week someone had posted a clip of Secret Service agents And they were put in the training. They were putting them through the exercise of having at fast speed to back the limos up if they got in trouble. And it showed the clip. They were able to do it pretty quickly, but they were the practice was to know how to drive in reverse. Now, that may be fine for Secret Service trainees, but let me tell you this. The Christian should simply not have a reverse gear in their heart. I know sometimes the road gets rough and the hills get steep, and we may need a lower gear to shift downward and really put the strain to it. We may need a lower gear, but we should never have a reverse gear in our hearts. Going back is not an option. You know, some folks, they make different protestations. You know, they give different reasons. You know, I'm quitting this, I'm quitting that, I'm quitting Bible study, I'm quitting Sunday night service, I'm quitting this ministry. And they can give a litany of reasons, but there's only one way to interpret such moves, and that is they're reverse moves. They're not forward moves. Amen. We often think, when we talk about moving forward, we think of God's people Israel in the wilderness because they got stuck. They were not really going forward or backwards. They were wandering there in the wilderness. But you know, the wilderness was not Israel's problem. Did you know that? I mean, someone said, maybe the song, it was Tricia, Sister Tricia talked about complaining. They complained. They got sour. They got bitter. They were filled with unbelief, but the problem was not the wilderness. The problem was going back to them was an option. I know that from several places, but let me give you just one. In Stephen's message as he preached, he said, "To whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them," listen, "and in their hearts turn back again to Egypt." It's a peculiar thing. Bodily, they were still headed for the promised land, but in their hearts and minds, they had already turned back to Egypt. You know what that simply meant? To them, going back was an option. I don't know how you feel, but I consider Egypt in its bondage, in its shackles, in its burdens. Amen. I don't really think going back to Egypt is an option. It's not something that should be considered. And even though Israel wandered a lot, they still could have made it if they had not constantly, when things got rough, constantly considered going back. If they had simply said, going back is not an option, a generation of them would not have died in the wilderness. They would have made it to the promised land. I want to tell you, going back is not an option. The only option for the believer is forward. Also, I want you to know that quitting is not an option. Paul said in verse 14, he said, "I press towards the mark." There's no quit in the word press. That shows passion, that shows effort, that shows intent. No quitting in the word press. I press towards the mark. You know, as I was preparing this afternoon or earlier, I began to think of something I read somewhere in the past couple of weeks, and it was just a simple statement I didn't latch on to so much then, but it kept coming back to me. And I've even forgot the man's main drift and gist of the article. But he was talking to Christians, and he said, "We must be committed to arrival." Talking about heaven. We must be committed to arrival. I don't know how you feel, but I want to be committed to arrival, to the moment we step through those gates into heaven. Amen. The end of our faith. I want to see a hand. Anybody here committed to arrival, to getting there, to making it? We must be committed to arrival. There must be something in our hearts that says, "I'm going to make it. I intend to make it." Quitting and not going forward is never an option. Amen. In the last few weeks, trying to encourage different folks, I reminded them as an illustration. So when we were doing the teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, amen, a few weeks ago, we got to the part about marriage. And I told them what I tell in premarital counseling. And I tell them that, look, from the very onset of your marriage, you got to understand something. Divorce is not an option. And I know there's folks that have been through that, and that's a horrible thing and this and that. But when you enter into a marriage, it ought to be the set of your heart. Divorce is not an option. It's not an option. Because the moment it becomes an option, it's an option, right? And I was trying to encourage somebody this week, and I said, just like that marriage can make it through tough times and hard times and difficult times, if divorce is not an option, it's the same with the believer. Quitting is not an option. You can make it through the hard times. I've been here long enough, you've heard me say probably hundreds of times, but if you went to heaven tonight and began to interview folks, you would discover that those folks that have already made it to heaven went through the same things that Christians are quitting over every day. I said, those in heaven went through the same things that Christians are quitting over every day. I don't know how you feel. It doesn't matter if you're one of these young people serving God on up in years. Quitting is not an option. Can you say amen? You can't quit and get there. It's that simple. I said, you cannot quit and get there. Amen. So quitting is not an option. The only option is forward. Changing our goal is not an option. You know, it's interesting, perhaps not you, but how many times you could read something and never really pause to think about what it's saying. Look at verse 14 again. Paul said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. I've always looked at that as it's saying it's an esteemed calling. High calling. Esteemed. That's not what it's saying. It literally says a call from on high, an upward call, or a call upwards. It's a call that's calling us upwards. Hallelujah. You see, we have a goal. We have a mark. There is a prize. But changing our goal is not an option. I used to use an illustration this time of year. Like to plow my grandfather's garden. I didn't do it with a mule, but I still did it with one of those wheeled plows with a little spade on the front. I'm not going to give one of those old-fashioned. Let's try something else. Let me ask you a question tonight. How can you change your mark and expect to arrive at the original destination? How can you change your mark and expect to arrive? So let's say that you have a trip scheduled to Chicago, and so before you pull out of your driveway, you take your phone or your dash GPS or the one built in, and you set destination for Chicago, and it calculates and it downloads the instructions, and you're starting, it's giving you instructions, and you have your destination set as Chicago. But the problem is the road gets a little rough, so you say, well, you know, I don't think I want to go to Chicago right now. I want to just change the destination. Amen. You know you need to be at Chicago. You know that's where you originally intended to be. You know that's where whoever's waiting, family, job, whatever. But you say, you know, I think I'm just going to change my GPS and I'm going to set New York City as my destination. Let me ask you something. If you change your GPS setting from Chicago to New York City, will you ever make it to Chicago? Won't do it. You got to have your heart set on heaven if you're going to make it to heaven. And that's why the apostle said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. If I change the settings of my heart from heavenly things to earthly things, I'm not going to arrive. Amen. Going forward always entails leaving something behind. Amen. I said, going forward always entails leaving something behind. Amen. You know, back to this GPS thing, I've seen folks that one time had their hearts set on spiritual things, on making it to heaven. They changed their destination. Amen. You know the trouble they get into. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you can get in trouble. I can have the destination set for some distant place and get a craving for Dairy Queen and start looking up Dairy Queens in the area. And I'll change that setting, amen, to appeal to that desire for Dairy Queen. I'll change the setting on my GPS and then forget to change it back. That's how some folks get sidelined. They got heaven set as their destination, but something they start to desire and long for, and they change the GPS setting of their heart for that other thing, and then they don't change it and keep it changed and get it back set on heaven. How many knows that changing our goal is not an option? Notice what the word press implies. It implies there's going to be opposition. There's going to be opposition to reaching our goal. That's why you must press. Amen. So changing our goal is not an option. The only option is forward. Reset is not an option. We live in a society that has been accustomed to reset or reboot. You got problems with your device? Reboot it. You put all that stuff on there, it's slowed up. Reset it, factory settings. And so that's become a metaphor, and we hear it in the political realm. We'll hit the reset button with Russia, or we'll hit a reset button with the campaign. And we think we can do our hearts and lives like we can a device. We can just hit reboot and get it back to where it was. Well, let me tell you something. I believe God's the God of new beginnings. I believe that intensely. And I believe that God takes the backslider back, don't you? And I believe that somebody can make a fresh start in God. And that's not what I'm talking about when I say something against reset and reboot. What I'm talking about, there is something in people today that the moment things get rough, whether it's home life, whether it's job, whether it's career or school, the moment things get rough, instead of sticking it out, they want to hit the reset and start all over again with something new. Instead of pressing forward, they hit reset. Amen. Amen. And so so here the marriage gets tough. They hit reset. Get rid of that one. Get another one. Amen. Got a few troubles with your car? Get rid of it. Go buy you a new one. Hit reset. Have trouble with church? Amen. Don't tough it out. Leave. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying some folks do. Leave. Hit reset. Get you another one. And they go through their lives just trying to reset or reboot their lives. That's why people go from college. What's the, when you set your intent, your help me out, college students. Your major or whatever. They go from one college major and it's not working out, so they switch to another. They go from one career to another. They go from one relationship to another. They're wanting to hit reset. I want to tell you, in this serving God thing, we don't need to hit reset, try some new belief or new place or new this. We just need to move forward in God. Things get rough. I don't need a reset. I need to move forward to new territory in God. Move forward. Amen. Amen. It says here in verse 13. Well, I'll get to that in just a second here. But no one who kept pressing for the mark and kept moving forwards towards heaven ever failed to get there. I said no one who kept pressing for the mark and kept moving forward to heaven ever failed to get there. Let's look one more time at verse 13. Brethren, I count on myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And then he said, I press towards the mark. Did you know we are often there in that position? We are between the things which are behind and the things which are before. There's where the decision is made. Am I going to go forward? Every time, that's where the decision is made, between the things which are behind and the things which are before. Hallelujah. But we only have one option, and that is forward. Amen. What decision are you going to make between the things that are behind you and the things that are in front of you? The world has a favorite thing today. They want to say it's all about the journey. I'm not going to preach about that. I could. The world says it's all about the journey. But I want to tell you something. The Bible says it's all about the destination. Amen. Amen. Would you go ahead and come, music? Could you get the bike again? The hill's tough. The hill's steep. You've already been through a lot of curves. You're wore out. You don't think you can press those pedals down one more time, so you're just about to give up. And not moving forward, you're about to fall. You're about to fall. But one more time, you press down. Amen. Oh, you're about to fall. It's getting tough. But one more time, you press down. Because every time you press, you move forward. And moving forward, you don't fall. Hallelujah. How many wants to do that? Move forward. Would you stand tonight? Hallelujah. Let's praise Him across the building. Amen. Let's press for a moment in worship. Hallelujah. Amen. The only option is to move forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm pressing, Lord. I'm reaching, Lord. I'm going on, Lord. Hallelujah. No turning back. I've come too far from that. I'm going to set my affection on things above and not on things of this earth. And I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. 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 I want to invite you to come forward. Amen. How many like to come forward and pray tonight? Could you do that? That's the direction we move. We move forward. Amen. Let's move forward into these altars tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.